You are listening to All Skins Everything with the urban sports scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Will T, that is. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the urban sports scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Let's get started our tradition.
You even say your name, bro. Say your name. Your name, Will.
My bad, man.
You introduced me.
My bad.
Wally. Thank you, sir.
What's going on, Wally? How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. You know, Ray Jeezy's out. But you know what? I shouldn't give you any flack for that because, you know, the person who leads us in says the names anyway, right?
She does.
You know what I mean? So you're right, though, bro. You're right. So, Will T, go ahead, man.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
All right. Here are our topics. We'll debate if the Washington Redskins should draft a QB in the first round. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network join us to talk about the same thing. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, the Skins have the 15th pick in the NFL draft. Should the Skins draft a QB with that pick?
No, okay. Absolutely not. Nope, absolutely not. Here's why. And now, you know, they still have to go through the combine and you have to evaluate the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it just doesn't seem as if this is a draft with a potential franchise star quarterback. And if you draft one at 15, unless you're sure, 100% sure, mm-hmm. you'll reach.
Yeah.
Especially with this team that has so many holes, you know, running back, wide receiver, cornerback, safety, mm-hmm. linebacker. I'm pretty sure there's talent at those positions that's above par with the quarterback class that's with the guys that are going to be slotted as a potential first round pick.
No,
in the quarterback position.
No, I agree. I think that the only player that if I'm the Skins, if you could get, but they're not going to get him, is the kid from Ohio State in Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State. Kyler Murray is intriguing, but I've always been on the side to say that I don't know if Jay Gruden can coach him. I feel like he's not – Jay Gruden won't get the best out of Kyler Murray. I feel like if he has a coach that's willing to open up the offense, you know, tailor his offense to Kyler Murray's skill set, then he'll be a lights-out player. I believe that he could be a lights-out player if he has the right coach. But we've seen here that Jay Gruden is very stubborn – within his own offensive scheme. He's not willing to change it up for his, you know, for the talent that he has. So you saw that even with Griffin. Like, to be honest with you, like, he was trying to force Griffin to run his offense and didn't run a lot of read option stuff that we saw in the past with, like, Shanahan and company.
That's true. As you stated, Jay Gruden wants to – He believes in his system,
mm-hmm.
and he believes the quarterback that comes in should be able to execute his system because he believes his system is so miraculous.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Best thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
What'll be interesting is what they do in Cincinnati. They have a new coach. Maybe the new coaching staff isn't sold on Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
So Andy Dalton was the quarterback when Jay Gruden was the offensive coordinator in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly that's a stopgap for you.
Yeah.
But to blow a first-round pick when you're a team that has so many needs, I think would be foolish. But it would be the Washington football thing to do.
No, again.
Get everyone excited coming off of
season
where, you know, people started to migrate away from the team and not attend the games, you know, get a shiny new toy in free agency and get a first round a quarterback with your first pick. That would definitely and excite the fan base.
That would definitely be a Snyder move, to be honest with you. I thought about that, too, like in terms of uplifting the fan base. Like drafting a quarterback and then bringing that excitement. But like if you're like a football guy and you're watching where this team is at, and like Will T said, one, this draft isn't as deep as other drafts in terms of quarterback position. So this team, we've seen up front in terms of like the offensive linemen, we've seen a bunch of guys go down with injuries and there's no depth. You got the kid from Oklahoma, the tackle who was projected to be a guard in Cody Ford. You can move him to guard, and then, you know, usually if for some strange reason with the Skins, like, their tackles go down, so you can make him a swing tackle, and he can actually back up Trent or Morgan or whatnot, whatever they get into that issue. So I'm with Will. I don't want this team to go quarterback unless if a miracle happens and Dwayne Haskins slips. I think that's the only quarterback with Jay Gruden I think that works. And big shout out to my man Maurice Hawkins. He gave me this topic. Actually, I put it on Twitter in terms of what the people want me to talk, what us to talk about, and he provided this topic. So big ups to Dwayne. But yeah, no, that's the thing. Like, this, it's up to the Skins. It's up to it's up to Doug Williams. It's up to Bruce Allen. If they're willing to make good football decisions or a decision just to rile up the fan base, because an offensive lineman won't rile up the fan base. A wide receiver, to a certain extent, won't really wild up the fan base.
It would.
You think a wide receiver? Depending, absolutely. You know what? You're right, because depending on the excitement of a wide receiver, right?
Yeah. If it's an electric playmaking wide receiver.
True. But definitely, we believe that a quarterback would like have everybody like hooping or hollering, just trying to get to camp, right? To see what this dude can do, especially with Kyler Murray. If it's a Kyler Murray.
I'm not 100% sold on Kyler Murray.
No.
Let me say this: I haven't watched enough of him to say if he's. You know,
no, I'm not even saying him being good, though. You dig what I'm saying? That's not, because I'm not even 100% sold on Kyler Murray. My thing is that the excitement, right? It's the unknown. Like, you see a guy who runs pretty fast, has an arm, you automatically think, oh, this dude could be like the next Russell Wilson, or, you know, 2012, that 1 year, 2012, he could be Griffin. You know what I mean? People are going to think that.
I get what you're trying to say, but No, I just don't see. I just don't. And I'll say I haven't watched a lot of football over the this past year. But just having watched the games that I've watched and doing the reading that I've done, this team is missing so much. For you to spend a first round pick on a guy who you may or may not believe is the future, you got other needs.
No, I agree. So. Lex Diamond from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm your host, Wally. Will T and Ray. Ray's out. Will T just left the building early. Right now, we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. What's up, Lex?
Hey, guys. I'm doing pretty good. You know, I guess 72-hour bug. You know, I guess I'm trying to avoid Valentine's Day. So, yeah, I got a little bug.
You got any big Valentine's Day plans, my man?
No, I got a bug. I got a 72-hour bug. So I won't be able to participate in any Valentine's Day activities. So I will be invisible for the next 72 hours. And then probably resurface Sunday after the All-Star game.
You know, you're a funny dude. Like, I don't want to say that I'm anti-V-Day. I don't hate it, but I just feel like I don't really care for it. Am I wrong for thinking that, man?
No, you're not. I'm actually anti-V-Day, and, you know, mom gets love. No one else gets love other than mom, so I'm sorry. Unfortunately, that's how I feel.
I feel you, man. And tell me, and also see if you agree with me on this. I feel like if you're single, and I'm a single dude, if you're single, like Valentine's Day is just another day. It's another day. But if you're in a relationship, I get it. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? But if you're single, I feel like you shouldn't be forced to try to ask somebody out or whatnot.
Now, listen, if you're single or in a relationship, Valentine's Day should be a regular day. Buying flowers and candy and flowers and dinner and, you know, doing nice things throughout the year.
That should be, I get you. That should be, I got you. I dig. I respect
that. It's a norm. 52 weeks. You trying to tell me you only buy your loved one flowers on the 14th of February? You shouldn't be in a relationship if you're doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm with you. I know what you mean. I'm a bad person because I asked this girl to hang out on Thursday just to hang out. and then she was like, we can do it on another Thursday. And I was like, what do you mean another Thursday? And I thought to myself, like, oh, snap, that must be Valentine's Day. I'm thinking, I don't even know the date, the actual day of Valentine's Day normally. Like I that's how much I don't care about it. Like, I lose track of the actual day of it. I was thinking that was over the weekend.
No. Well, that's the thing. Women want to make it about the weekend and make it a Valentine's Day weekend. No, it's not Valentine's Day weekend. It's All-Star, NBA All-Star weekend.
I know. That's the weekend. You know it, bro. It's all about the NBA All-Star game. But, hey, actually, you know what? I'm going to talk to you. Let's talk a little basketball for a hot second. Who do you think is better, Team LeBron or Team Giannis, man? What team you like?
Man, let me tell you something. The Greek Freak, he can ball, but he's an awful general manager. I mean, he really allowed LeBron to pick every player that everybody's been talking about that's going to join LeBron.
I know, he all of them.
He allowed him to have all of those players.
And he got Steph, though. Griffey got Steph.
Yeah, he can keep Steph. LeBron got Klay. He got James Harden. I mean, he gave him Russell Westbrook because he felt sorry for him. Ooh. It was either that or LeBron just don't want to play with Russell Westbrook. But, I mean, come on, man. You got KD. You let him have AD.
I know. I mean, well, KD was the first pick, though. You can't. That was the first pick overall, though.
But how did you get Towns and Bradley Beal? I mean, come on, man.
It's not even that, bro. He got Harden. How do you get Harden? That's like, you get, all right, friend, this is my thing. You get KD, right? You can't get Harden? Like, are you serious? That's the MVP. Like, I know
Harden,
you like
before Steph Curry.
Exactly. You see what I'm talking about? Like, you got to get Harden. Like, that's the league MVP. Or Paul George, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, you got it. Like, at least definitely getting Harden, though. Like, that's, you get Harden, then your team looks a little different. You get LeBron. LeBron has, like, the best players. He got AD. He got KD. He got Harden. Like, are you serious?
Yeah. He literally has all of the best players.
He got Dame, too. He got Dame. The most underrated superstar in the game. He got Dame Lillard. Come on, now.
Yeah, it's a travesty. And then he picked his teammate, Chris Middleton, first.
I know. That's the problem. That was bad,
like,
man.
Come on, man. Like, do you really want the game to be competitive?
I know that's your boy, but you got to stop that crap. I know that's your boy, but come on, bro. Like, come on. Like, don't do that. But, man, let's talk skins, man, Lex. You know, we're here to talk skins. Let's talk skins. Because we can talk basketball all day. Should the Skins use their 15th pick overall on a quarterback?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking
about.
I think
we've had this conversation.
Kind of sort of, though. We didn't go in depth with it, though. But we talked about. Go ahead.
I don't feel there's a player that's worthy of the number one pick. And Washington has so many holes and leaves that I think they should wait for maybe the second or third round to get their quarterback. And honestly, they should be going after one of the veterans that's available and trying to fill the roster with that player. And then, you know, yes, you do need to stockpile a young quarterback in the mix. But, I mean, to mortgage the future with a first-round pick quarterback, and this is not a great quarterback class, I wouldn't waste my time.
All right, some of the names of quarterbacks in this, you know, in this draft. You got Daniel Jones out of Duke. He worked out with Peyton Manning. Actually, WalterFootball.com rated him the best quarterback in this draft. I don't agree with that. You got Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State. They ranked him second. I think he's the best quarterback in the draft. You got Drew Locke from Missouri. I don't think you should never get a Missouri quarterback. We've seen what they do in the league. And then you got the man that everybody in D.C. seems like they want in Kyler Murray. You know what I mean? Kyler Murray is a guy fast as hell. He has an electric arm, but he's about 5'10", maybe 5'9", and about 194, probably about 194 in terms of weight. I'm with you. I mean, to me, I've said this before. We talked about it before. Other than Dwayne Haskins, and he's not slipping to the 15th pick, I'm not getting a quarterback. I wouldn't get a quarterback. I think with you, and I said this in our prior segment, like, this team has so many holes. I'm getting the kid from Oklahoma who plays tackle guard. He plays tackle, but he's projected to be a guard in the NFL. I feel like that position is something that the Skins need. They need a guy that can probably play two positions. If he played tackle, say Trent goes down. I mean, if he starts a guard, say Trent goes down, or say Morgan Moses goes down, you got a guy who's played tackle at one point or another in college or in college at a high level to a point, have him play tackle in the NFL as a swing tackle. So that's a guy that I would like for the Skins to take in terms of that type of player. Because again, this team, if they get a rookie quarterback, they're not these rookie quarterbacks that are in this draft, other than Dwayne Haskins to me, aren't an Andrew Luck, aren't a Russell Wilson. They're not guys like that.
I agree. There's no one special in this draft. And as you mentioned, Washington has so many injuries up front on that offensive line. They clearly need some youth. Trent Williams is getting older.
Mm-hmm.
They need to start thinking about replacements for him. So for me, I would go after an offensive lineman or a playmaker linebacker. I think I told you that before.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You ain't the only one either.
Those are the need positions, I think, for Washington. Their defensive line is good enough. And, of course, they need to improve in the secondary. But linebacker, playmaking linebacker, and I would move up for a linebacker or maybe a offensive lineman. Those are the only two positions I think I would move up for.
Mm-hmm.
The other positions, the wide receiver position, the quarterback position, we got a lot of second and third, fourth round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just try to gather, put something together and get somebody later on. But I would not touch the kid from Oklahoma. I mean, we've seen one special small quarterback, and that was Doug Flutie.
Yeah.
And he was special in college, and he put in years at Boston College.
But
this guy, Murray,
cool.
As good as he was last year, it was a one-year deal.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
For me, I can't spend my entire future on a one-year deal, dude, I can't go for that. I'm just sorry. The Redskins can't afford to give a 15 pick and go after this kid.
So what about? So you don't like? He's not that much shorter than like Drew Brees and also Russell Wilson. They're like an inch taller than him, maybe two.
But again, you're comparing him to two guys that had really good college careers. Mm-hmm. They played multiple years in college. Russell Wilson played at two universities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Drew Brees was phenomenal at Purdue.
True. Great points.
So, I mean, for this guy, he backed up. He was behind Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And Baker Mayfield played, 3 years, I think, in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sold on this kid. I know a lot of the major schools, they draft all of the top-tier college athletes, the high school athletes or whatever. And then, it could be a situation where you have a guy who could be a five-star that's sitting on the bench. But I'm sorry. I'm not investing in a 5'7" quarterback. I mean, yeah, he can run. But, maybe if he's willing to be a slash-type player like a Brian Mitchell who played quarterback in college,
I'm fine
with, but I would not pick him in the first round.
He's definitely playing. He's playing quarterback. He invested too much in himself not to play quarterback. Decided not to play baseball, where he could have been a phenomenal baseball player for the Oakland A's. Well, he's a phenomenal prospect. He was a top 10 pick. So yeah, he's going to definitely try to play quarterback in the NFL. If he doesn't play quarterback in the NFL, he effed up for real in terms of his career path. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network on the line. So if the Skins draft a QB in the first round, what would that do to the fan base? Do you think they'll be overly excited? Would it be like that quasi old school Daniel Snyder move?
I mean, I honestly, man, I don't know if it would be. I think it'll be mixed reviews.
Okay.
Because we had the second pick a few years ago, and we had a really phenomenal quarterback as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
One rookie of the year in Robert Griffin III. Then he got injured, and then, you know, chaos happened, and quarterback switch, controversy, coaching changes, and all of that. We could be revisiting that with a wasted 15th pick. We take Murray. Say we take Murray. Jay Gruden loses his job. And we got a new coach coming in. And now we're in the same boat because he's like, I don't want this quarterback that Jay had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm Jay Gruden and, you know, my future's dependent on it,
yeah,
I'm not drafting a quarterback in the 15th pick. I'm trying to figure out how can we get the kid that's backing up Drew Brees in New Orleans.
Teddy. Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater or possibly Cleveland's quarterback Taylor,
mm-hmm,
or McCowan or McCarron or
McCarron,
anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody. Even I might even take a chance at Eli Manning before I go at one of these young.
Can't afford no Eli. Not with their salary cap. But you know what? What about Griffin? Will you take a RG3? Will you take him back in the DC area?
I'm gonna say this. From a football standpoint, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, right. Because he's cheap, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know it's not gonna happen because Jay didn't want RG3 from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what I mean? That would just basically open up a can of something smelly that we really don't want to be a part of again. We've already relived that movie. We don't want to be a part of that again. So I think RG3, I think his best interest would be just to sit it out,
mm-hmm,
play one more year in Baltimore, back up the kid, who, by the way, I don't know if you follow him on IG.
Oh, Lamar?
Lamar Jackson.
He's living his best life, man.
Listen, man, Lamar Jackson needs a mentor. He needs one really fast. Apparently, he didn't watch any of Michael Vick's story. Because this kid is having too much fun.
Yeah, man.
He's a franchise quarterback. I would never know he was a franchise quarterback by looking at his IG.
Yeah.
It's really amazing.
You know,
how to just allow this kid to just do whatever he wants to do.
Like Snoop said in the song, man, he's just living his best life, man. He's just living his best life.
Yeah.
He's just living his best life. Like Snoop said in the song, he's just living his best life, man.
Yeah, so RG3, man, honestly, if he can stay in Baltimore, I think that might be a great place for him.
But you know he wants to start on the low, though. You know that's what he wants, man. He wants that opportunity to show that he's not done.
I know he does. But honestly, I think Baltimore is the best place for him right now because Lamar is so young,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, there's a very big possibility he may not make it through the whole season.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so there could be an opportunity for RG3 at some point during the season to get in there and take some snaps. So, unfortunately, won't come back to D.C. There's a part of the fan base that would love to see RG3 back, mm-hmm, in a Redskins uniform. But I just don't see Gruden and RG3 coexisting again.
Oh, no, I agree. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But, Lex, before I let you go, let our listeners know what you're getting into, your social media, what you got going on for Heritage Sports Radio Network, everything Lex-related.
Right now, HSRN, they're just trying to get themselves ready for the CIAA tournament, which, yeah, is in a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm,
down in Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, with me, you can follow me on social media, Lex Diamonds without the A on IG and Twitter. And, of course, I'm always pushing the music. Currently, my artist, Trez Falsetto, has a single, Perfect. A lot of people love the ladies. It's strictly for the ladies, but everyone loves this single. So hopefully you'll be able to hear soon on some airwaves. Really great song.
My man Lex doing big things. Big things popping. Hey, Lex, man, I appreciate you, my man.
Hey, once again, I appreciate you guys for having me on tonight.
All right, Lex, we're going to talk more. We're going to wrap some more. We're going to talk about the NBA All-Star game later, though. Probably not on the show, but later.
All right, cool, Bing.
All right. Hey, that's my man Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. Cool guy, but amazing. And if y'all don't know, I'm a big basketball fan. I love basketball. But it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm your host, Wally Ray Jeezy, and Will T are out. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. Also, do the same for us on Google Play. You know, search All Skins Everything. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. If you're scared, you know, to leave a voice message, you can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We usually play your message on our show. The theme here is, should the Skins use their first round draft pick on a quarterback? We received a bunch of tweets on Twitter. At DJ McCray tweeted, technically QB is a need, a major one at that. Yeah, it is definitely a major need. Again, we'll see what the Skins plan on doing with that first pick. At the Band G Report tweeted, the good QBs will be off the board by number 15, and after that, developmental projects are the next tier. At this point in the pre-combine evaluation stage, I'd have to say best player available, not a wide receiver. In round one, a trade back approach would also be a good plan of action if possible. Yeah, I think they should trade back if they can still get a guard or a tackle. I like that. And I mentioned that, you know, Cody Ford out of Oklahoma is a guy that I've had my eye on. At the Burgundy BD tweeted, a lot depends on who's still on the board, but I strongly prefer the best available approach. Missing on a QB can set you back a lot longer than riding with Colt for 1 year. I agree. If you pick the wrong quarterback, you can be, you know, you can go the opposite direction. I mean, the negative direction. This team needs to get stability at the quarterback position. At Leonard Kirby tweeted, draft an old lineman, Cody Ford from Oklahoma. Look, that's my guy. I want Cody Ford. Cody Ford. That's the guy that I want. I mentioned it before. He could be a swing tackle. He would play guard. And just in case Trent or Morgan Moses goes down, you got a guy that can, you know, that can possibly play tackle. It's a great fit in my opinion. At Lake Lewis, what's up, Lake? If y'all ain't peep Lake doing big things, he's a Redskins beat writer. Make sure you check out at Lake Lewis. He gives you all the coolest Skins content. He tweeted, only if it's Murray would I go quarterback in the first round. Murray, again, I'm going to say this again. I like Kyler Murray. I'm just not sure if Jay Gruden is the guy for Kyler Murray. That's just my opinion. At CLT Redskin fans tweeted, the Redskins would be wise to take the best available guard or outside linebacker and pick up a quarterback in the later rounds. Not sold that Kyler Murray is the answer. Size is a big concern. I'm not into the size thing. I think that if he's skilled and talented, he can make it work. Look, Drew Brees isn't tall. Russell Wilson isn't tall, and they make it work. Russell Wilson finds angles to throw the ball. Drew Brees gets on his tippy toes. So if Kyler Murray is that dude, if he's the truth, and in terms of the combines and the scouts, they've done their due diligence and they bring him in, I would be excited. But again, for me, I think that this team is better suited going after a guard, and also picking up a quarterback like Teddy Bridgewater if they can afford him. People on Twitter have told me that they can't afford him. I kind of think that they can probably finagle the numbers to maybe bring a guy like Teddy Bridgewater, or tell him, hey, this is probably one of the few opportunities you're going to get to start, so come over here to D.C. At NotBland21 tweeted, if you're going to go quarterback in the first round, then it's Kyler Murray and no one else. The guy has the it factor and can be successful despite this narrative of size, which is a joke. I agree with you. I don't think size should be the narrative about Kyler Murray. It's if he can perform or not. That should be the narrative of Kyler Murray. And he did well in Oklahoma. He had a 70% completion percentage. So in my opinion, I think he has the skill set to be accurate. Again, that's a different offense. Can he be successful under Jay Gruden? That is my thing. Can he be successful under Jay? If so, the Skins have their quarterback. But again, I would go guard. That's just my opinion. I would go guard. Hey, I appreciate you all for the tweets. For That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. I want to see calls though. Don't be scared. Your voice is probably delightful. Don't be scared. Call. You know the number is 301-799-5407. But I'll take tweets and Facebook comments. It's pretty cool. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homie. Thank you.